Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
94, WIP, hour number two, Eagles bye week. And we'll get through it. We'll get through it. And stop all this nonsense worrying about rooting for the Cowboys and not rooting for the Cowboys. Better if the Washington football team wins anyway. I've already laid that out for you. It really is, because in the Cowboys game, probably the last game of the season, won't mean as much. Won't mean anything. They may not play their players. The Eagles may need the win to get in. Regardless of who wins the Cowboys and the Washington team, the Eagles control whatever they control if they win all four games, which they're not going to do, but nobody's going to do that. So Sixers are an average team. Let's get over it. This core is not going to win a championship. Let's get over it. Ben Simmons, just get rid of him already. But, you know, the machine of rumors is working. Sixers are calling Woj. Hey, Woj, we have a lot of interest. Oh, okay, great. They're trying to get interest. That's part of it, because Woj, whatever they say, Woj will put out there. And then Rich Paul's calling people to put it out. Oh, yeah, it's heating up. Heating up. He is what he is. It doesn't change. Why would it heat up now? Teams aren't going to win with him, with Ben Simmons, but whatever. So it's a bye week, so we'll get through this. We'll get through this week. Baseball, we don't care. Not right now, we don't care. Look who's on the line. And he is, now he's dividing his time between this show and other shows in the afternoon. And, you know, he says it's not him. Arthur and Scottsdale, what did you do, just leave the casino there, big guy?
Correct.
You know, isn't that wait a minute. Isn't
that
a violation of your probation? You're not supposed to be in a casino?
That is correct.
Well, aren't you afraid about going back in the joint? Or you just like, I'll tell you what. You miss your boyfriend in the joint. I knew it.
No, you know what I miss? Dead three hops and a cut.
What? You miss what?
Three hops and a cut. I get fed all day long. I don't have to do nothing. Where could you beat that?
That's right, and then time stands still, so you don't know what time it is because you're a dope anyway.
Correct, and I don't age.
You don't age?
No, because time stands still.
But there's no Glenn Levitt at the
joint. Don't bet on that, brother.
Oh, you smuggled it in, huh? How much did you have to pay the guard to get the Glenn Levitt when you were in the joint?
Couple hundred.
Oh, that's not bad. All right, now get your cell phone in the joint, how much did you have to bribe the guard?
That cost me three dimes. It cost my daughter three dimes because I'm in the joint.
$3,000 to get a phone in the joint.
And yeah.
Now, how do you charge it up?
The plug? It comes with everything. They bring the charge. You got plugs. You know, you got TV in your room.
Oh, okay. See, it's in your cell. It's not a room. It's a cell. And you should be in solitary confinement. So, all right, so now let's deal with the other thing.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
You call the afternoon show, and, you know, I like those guys, but, you know, I made you what you are today, not a felon, but you are a felon. And then you call, right? Just tell me it wasn't you. Go tell me it wasn't you.
It wasn't me.
There's nobody that sounds like you.
Do you got proof?
Yeah, I do have proof. I have. Who? I took it to a voice.
I don't hear nothing. Who?
I took your voice to an analyst, and they analyzed that it was you.
No, it's an imposter. That's what I'm saying.
You are an imposter, although you are a convicted felon. I can't believe you're not back in the joint yet. I just can't believe it. All right, you wanted to talk about the Eagles, which is nonsense because they won. They won last week in New York. They didn't beat
the
Giants.
I got to change here real quick. First, I want to give a shout out to Cantor Freedom. Oh, I love him for the Celtics. Won't take the knee to China. Why ain't you talking about him?
Who?
Cantor Freedom for the Celtics. The basketball player.
Why would I talk about him?
Because he's standing up for freedom.
Well, you know, we're all standing up for freedom.
No, we're not. LeBron James taking a knee. The NBA taking a knee to China.
Well, the NBA, the only person that doesn't like that is LeBron because he's trying to sell stuff over in China. LaFraud, excuse me, LaFraud. All right, you wanted to talk about the Eagles. Let's get to that.
I just thought I was a bad boy this year and Santa wasn't going to grant me my wish, but he did. Quarterback controversy in Philadelphia.
It's not
that on
bad.
The bye week, and then the next game of the. What are you going to do? Well, you're going to fall apart.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You lost a bet to me, and I got to at least compliment you for something. You did donate to the Eagles Autism Challenge. I saw your donation come in. You lost a bet and paid it. There's a creep out there named Lamont who thought the Jets would beat the Eagles, and that was a bet for charity, and I haven't heard a peep out of him. Not one peep.
Let's clear this up. First of all, I'm a bookmaker, and if you don't pay your bet, nobody's going to do business with you. You know what I mean? I lost. I want to pay. I don't care.
Did you just say you're a bookmaker?
No, I didn't say that.
Well,
you
just said that, so you admit guilt.
You got the tape? You got the tape? I didn't
read you your rights, but, you know, I didn't have to because you weren't under arrest yet, so I didn't have to read you your rights.
I didn't say that.
You just admitted you're a bookmaker. You violated
probation. I don't remember
probation.
That. You got proof. You got somebody there to confirm.
Yeah, well, we saved the tape. We got it.
I don't know what you're talking. You'll have to play it.
Okay.
Where can I hear the tape?
I'll tell you what. The Eagles play the Giants in
No more sucker bets. No, listen to me, please.
Oh, you're going to take them then, huh?
No more sucker bets. I gave you the gift.
You don't.
Sucker bets are over.
Here's the only thing you're good for around Christmas. The Eagles have a chance to make the playoffs. The Giants, with that fraud as a coach, have no chance with that coach.
Who don't know that? I told you that. That
okay.
They're mutts.
Your Giants suck. Your Giants suck.
I told you they're mutts.
Here's one of the things that you're good for around the holidays, because you're so good at singing. And
correct.
This time of the year, Christmas carols. Do you know anything else but Nat King Cole? Do you have any other song besides Nat King Cole?
Yeah, I'd like to sing a song. Hold on. Okay. Let me think what I want to sing. Okay. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So because
for goodness sake.
Oh, you better watch out. I'm singing. What are you doing?
Yeah, because your singing sucks. But it's
no,
I
it
have
doesn't.
To help. Yeah, I have to help.
My singing doesn't. You don't know what you're
know
talking
what?
About.
At least you did something different than Nat King called chestnuts roasting on an open fire. You always do that. But you
I just sang this song. What are you talking about?
I know. You did a good one.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas.
You know what? That is enough. I'm going to put out odds, and I'm going to put out odds in the sports book. The over-under on you being arrested by the end of January. What's the over-under? Or what is it? What are the odds for the over and what are the odds for the under? I would say the under is minus 400.
And
the under before January 31st is minus 400. Afterwards is plus 800.
I think that's good. After January, I would go up plus 800 because I'm getting fatter of organized crime. You're getting on my last nerve. They may make me make a mistake.
Organized crime? You can't organize anything, you moron.
What do you mean I can't organize anything? What are you talking about today?
Hey, listen, yo. It's early in the morning in Scottsdale, 2 hours earlier than here. Okay. Hey, listen, Glenn Levitt's on me. I'll pay you next time I see you, all right?
Yeah, that's why I can't leave the state. But when I can leave the state, you're buying me a steak.
Okay, you're on. All right.
All right, listen.
Hopefully you're not in the joint and I talk to you before Christmas. Merry Christmas, you moron.
Merry Christmas and happy Hanukkah.
You dope. All right, see you.
I think your singing's getting better.
You know what, Bill? You're right. I think the singing is getting better. It really is. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Another day in paradise. We just had Christmas carols. I mean, what a special moment that was.
Yes, it was. Hey, I just wanted to talk. I agree with you totally about Daryl Morey. This guy is, I don't know, I think he's a fraudster. Looking back at his trade history with Houston, he got lucky on one trade, and then I'm just looking at the history of what he's dealt away and what he got back in some of his trades. There is no way that he's going to get anything of any value for Ben Simmons at this point. He waited too long, and I don't know. I'm about just giving up on the 76ers as an organization. I grew up in the Dr. J, Larry Bird era. And this organization is a total joke, and why anybody would spend any money to go to a game is beyond me.
Yeah, they really don't. It's not a well-run organization. I mean, there's some good people that work within that organization, but the ownership now, the owner is an absentee owner because he moved to Florida. And there's two people. I mean, Michael Rubin is a great guy, but he's not the majority owner. And Josh Harris and David Blitzer, the majority, they share the majority, and neither one of them are in town. And not that Josh Harris lived here. He was in New York, but he would take his helicopter here. But now he's in Florida. I don't think you're flying a helicopter from Florida up here. So it's just Daryl Morey's a fraud. Glenn Rivers is not really a good, great guy. And they're both nice guys, but they're just not that good. This organization is not going to have a championship under this current regime.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
All right. Bob, do you have a quarterback controversy?
Yeah, this one's the Green Bay Packers when Brett Favre was trying to come back after they had declared Aaron Rodgers their starter. This is back in, I think, 2008.
Yep. So Favre and Rodgers is a good one. That is a good one. You're in the mix. But you're in York, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Well, if whatever you win will be worth your while to use it to come down from York. I appreciate the call. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Let's go to Ron. You're on WIP.
Yeah, hi, Howard. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. I want to talk about the remaining Eagles schedule. I think it doesn't make any difference. They have to beat Washington twice. And all week on the station, everybody's talking. You got to root for Dallas. It was sickening, to be honest with you. And you couldn't reason with these people. You got to beat the Redskins. You got to win out the season, and you'll be in the playoffs. It's simple as that.
Yeah, right. If you do win out, and unfortunately, I think they're going to split with Washington. But they have a chance to win both games. I think they'll win. If Washington wins against Dallas, they have a better chance to beat Washington when they play next week at home, because coming off Dallas and coming off a Dallas win, it's hard for a team to get up for the game the next week. So it's better if Washington beats Dallas. And then you're halfway there to beating Washington twice, and they'll play them again
the last
game of the season. I know.
And I believe that it will be a testimony to the Eagles how good they are if they win out. If they don't win out, they're not going to win the Super Bowl. But at least it's a chance for them to prove they're better than what we think.
That's a good point. Do you think they're better than you think?
Right now, no. I think they are what they are as far as I think they're maybe one game over 500 for the season, which would make them 9-8. That may get them into the playoffs. I don't know, but I'm hoping, and there's no way I could root for Dallas. I don't care what it means. I just cannot root for Dallas.
You can't, huh?
Nah.
Mm-mm. Can't bring it upon yourself.
Nah.
Well, you know what? I don't really care if people root for Dallas or not. The best option is Washington winning the game. I don't know
if
it's so hard to understand.
I agree.
All right.
So anyway, my quarterback controversy has to do with Dallas, and that would be Troy Aikman, and I guess it was Steve Walsh. Was that his name?
Yeah, I don't know that was really a controversy because it quickly became obvious that Aikman was the guy. Now, what Jimmy Johnson did is he drafted them both with number one picks in that 1 year just to make sure, but he did the right thing. He wanted to make sure he had a quarterback, and he did find one with Troy Aikman.
But they did go back and forth with him. But anyway, that's my answer for that.
Okay. I appreciate the call, Ryan. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Howard, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Okay. You want to get this quarterback controversy out of the way before I forget, because I'm your age, and I forget a lot of stuff.
Well, I don't forget anything. I got a mind like a steel trap.
The caller previous to that caller was really funny. He was a hard act to follow. But anyhow,
who's that, Arthur?
I'm going to win.
Yeah, Arthur's. He is actually a convicted felon. I'm equal opportunity for the callers. You guys that been in the joint. He's a felon. I'll do everything. I have them all.
On. So I'm going to win this quarterback controversy because I got Daryl LaMonica, you remember the old man George Blanda coming in.
Well,
they kept George Blanda on the team to kick a field goal.
So far. I mean, I remember both quarterbacks, but I don't remember the quarterback controversy. George Blanda kicker. I remember Blanda as the kicker, even though he was a quarterback.
Well, what you got to remember is this. When LaMonica would struggle, Blanda would come in and lead him in a fourth quarter drive. You don't remember any of that?
I remember Blanda as a quarterback, but I remember him mostly as a kicker because he did both back. He did both, which doesn't happen anymore.
All right, I guess I'm not winning.
I remember Daryl LaMonica, but I don't remember the controversy. But it was whatever.
I really enjoy your show, and I feel about the Philadelphia teams. We don't talk about the Eagles, but I agree with you. These teams are what they are. Philadelphia fans get so angry.
No kidding.
Listen to Big Nose in the morning, and they get so angry when they lose, and they get so sky high when we win. That team, I'm a Eagles fan. I love the Eagles, but they are, isn't that what you say? They are what they are.
I think the Eagles are better than people, although I thought they'd win 8 games. If they were lucky, they'd win 9 games. So it'll be kind of right where I thought they'd be. But there's a lot of people that didn't think they would be that good. And a lot of people wanted to fire everybody after 3 weeks, which was a joke.
I do. I just wanted
Nick
to talk
Sirianni
to you about.
Nick Sirianni has every right to be here next year. Jonathan Gannon, I still believe, is a good defensive coordinator. And people got to stop with all that nonsense. They just got to stop. They don't have to. They can do whatever they want, but they won't.
I hope Gannon succeeds. But we had Jim Schwartz who didn't blitz. And then when we played the Chargers and they went on that last-minute drive, were we playing a prevent defense that didn't prevent anything? Blitz.
I don't think the defense was playing that well. I think they're new coaches, and they were trying to get a feel of what the players could do. But players got to make plays. I mean, it's the bottom line. Players have to make plays. And if your defensive line is not getting a good enough pass rush, then your secondary can't cover guys forever back there, and the whole thing it's all a part of one. Defensive schemes obviously make a difference against certain teams, but it's too easy to blame the coach and not the players. But I appreciate Jim, I appreciate your call. Have a happy holiday.
Hey, I just wanted to say one more thing. Why did it take him so long to figure out that Wilson couldn't play and they were going to put Edwards in?
But again, they're new, and they're not the only team that had very little camp. All that nonsense with the inter-squad games was a joke. Oh, they won the inter-squad games. Oh, really? I'm still trying to check the standings for that. I can't find them anywhere. Can somebody help me with that? All that nonsense.
Howard, thank you.
All right, have a happy holiday. 215-592-9494. I still want to get to that quarterback that's lobbying to be on the Eagles. We'll get to that when we come back. WIP Sports Time is now 9:20. If you're thinking about snacking on anything other than a tasty cake, you're making a huge miscake. Yes, you are. Melted milkshake, it's a miscake. Crumbly sticky s'mores, yeah, that's a miscake too. And one that if you bake, and you know, good luck to you, but that's, if it's not a tasty cake, it's a miscake. Because nothing satisfies like a great, sweet, delicious butterscotch crimpet. This time of the day, always, always good. Or, and I love both of these, a chocolate peanut butter candy cake. It's so great. So is everything you get from Tasty Cake. Terrific. Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.